Cooking with Sheridan Rogers. Thanks to Nobby's Kitchens, proudly celebrating 73 years. Nobby'sKitchens.com.au.
21 minutes to 10, 2CH. Good morning, Sheridan.
Good morning.
Now, I've just, not long ago, I mean, when I was a kid, jams and pickles and sauces you put in the kitchen cupboard. But apparently now the products are being sold with instructions to refrigerate them. Do you really put ketchup or tomato sauce in?
Interestingly enough, I have started putting ketchup and tomato sauce in my fridge. I also put soy sauce in there as well. Because they're being made, they're being processed differently. There's less salt in tomato ketchup these days. So it's wise to store it in the fridge, especially during our hot summers, you know, which is when we use a lot of ketchup and tomato sauce on the barbecues. I would suggest putting it in the fridge. I know we didn't do it in the past, but it is being made differently. Things like mustard, when I was working for my mustard, we always suggested that once you open the container that you store that in the fridge. And it's also important, you should always use a clean spoon to take the mustard out because, you know, you use mustard and it can be contaminated with meat or with chicken. Mayonnaise I would always store in the fridge. Peanut butter's an interesting one, isn't it? I don't think that needs to go in the fridge, but I know a lot of people put their Vegemite in the fridge.
Goodness me.
But I would also put the sweet chilli sauce in the fridge, actually. But you know what? It sort of leaves very little room for anything else if you've got all your condiments in the fridge.
True. Mm. Now, did you hear me mention a moment ago that McDonald's sales are down, but a Mexican food restaurant, there's 40 of them around Australia. I don't even know how you pronounce it. Guzman.
Okay, listen, I'm not too good at Spanish. Guzman y Gomez. I have seen a lot of them around, I must admit. Yep. Well, Mexican's big, isn't it? It's taken off everywhere. Justin Hemmings is onto it. Yep. The McDonald's old boys are really getting into it and beefing up the burrito.
What is a burrito?
Okay, it can be a little bit confusing with Mexican food because there are tortillas, burritos, tacos. This is a wheat flour tortilla, not a corn one, and it's wrapped or folded around a filling, which is usually, in Mexico, is usually meat and refried beans, and then it's warmed either by steaming or grilling to soften it. So, yes, look out for these Guzman y Gomez. Apparently these guys, these former McDonald's executives who are behind this, actually want to take Guzman y Gomez into the United States. So a fast food concept going from Australia into the United States, I think, is fascinating because at the moment we're being inundated with meatballs. You know, this is another fast food fad from, particularly from New York, Sydney's latest retro craze. The original meatball company in York Street is doing, you know, really well. It was set up by Gelatissimo founder Dominique Lopresti, and he's got a chef there formerly from Otto, which is down at the Wharf, James Kidman. They're doing amazing things. And they have a Mexican meatball, of course, but it's actually made with vegetables, served with red sauce, tomatoes, corn, coriander, sour cream, jalapeno, which I love, and that's served on brioche. I love the name of some of their meatballs. There are mama's balls, there's a Swedish yar, and there's a chipotle chick, and that's made with chicken meatballs, chipotle mayo and caramelised onions and sauteed mushrooms and Swiss cheese. Sounds pretty delicious, doesn't it, on a cold day?
Not like my mum's meatballs. Now, Gary's just told me.
Oh, your poor mum.
Gary's just told me he's discovered a restaurant that uses the name Meatballs.
Well, actually, it's called Bootleg Meatballs. It's a new restaurant in Victoria Street in Potts Point. Have you heard about it?
Yes, I think it's Victoria Street, yep. I think it's sort of been reinvented as Bootleg Meatballs. It was there previously. It serves a lot of Italian food as well.
Yeah, that's right.
And they've got spaghetti and sliders and sub sandwiches as well, yep.
Yeah, it's a mix and match thing.
Meatballs are taking off. I love meatballs, I think. Bob does too.
I do. Sorry. I love them, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, now, what about the story the other day that because of this fascination we have for cooking, things like MasterChef still hugely successful, kitchen gadgets have started to sell enormously.
Yeah, hugely, especially in Britain they've taken off. There's a list in the Daily Mail of the top 10 most desired kitchen gadgets, which included, I thought it was interesting actually, different from Australia, microwaves, kettles, toasters, bread makers, coffee machines. Well, everyone in Australia wants a coffee machine. But in Sydney, I know that people are really wanting a Thermomix. That's the state-of-the-art appliance. I mean, chefs use those now in their restaurants instead of employing apprentices, because they just do everything. And they make the bread, they weigh, they cook. They're fantastic. And other people I know want things like siphons because they're trying to cook El Bulli style and salapat mats, etc. And there's a list. One of your listeners, Wendy McGurr, has asked me about an Onyx multi-cooker. Now, this is a combo pressure cooker and slow cooker, but it's come with no cooking instructions. So I'm just wondering if anyone else amongst your listeners has an Onyx multi-cooker and might be able to help Wendy out with this.
O-N-I-X multi...
O-N-I-X multi-cooker, yeah. Combo pressure cooker and slow cooker.
And no cooking instructions with it.
No, that's a bit weird, isn't it?
It is indeed. Okay.
All right, so now look, my recipe for today is a very old-fashioned and very simple one, easy to make and very delicious, especially on these freezing nights. It's a golden syrup steamed pudding, and I've lined the bowl with some sliced navel oranges just to give it a decorative effect and make it even tastier. And if you don't want to use golden syrup, you could use maple syrup. So that recipe's on my webpage, good old-fashioned one for a cold night.
And the web page is?
SheridanRogers.com.au.
Speak to you next week.
Okay, bye.